Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go. You know how, I don't know if any of y'all still use a computer, if y'all work in a job, when most of y'all who work at a job, a 9-to-5 job, you probably still work at a desktop or a laptop or something like that. You know, sometimes you realize you have too many windows open. I always try to get the fastest computer because I like to have a lot of windows open, but sometimes you have a lot of useless windows open and you wonder how come your computer is lagging and all of that kind of stuff. But forget about all of that. It's Power Monday on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about the reason why only bringing yourself to the table is never enough. Why bringing yourself to the table is never enough. But the thing is, the title is a little misleading because sometimes bringing yourself or only bringing yourself to the table is enough. But the thing is, in the long run, as time goes on, as expectations rise, it won't be enough. So, you know, in the beginning of a relationship or in a marriage, especially in a trophy husband or trophy wife situation, yeah, your smile, your body, your physical presence may be enough. But you're going to have to understand that that's a trap. That's a trap. But we probably should have the conversation about what bringing something to the table means in the first place. Well, when you bring something to the table, you're talking about your assets. You're talking about your contribution. You're talking about your gifts. Like, you and I are coming to an agreement about something. Me and you have made an agreement about something. And this is what I'm offering. Now, what do you have to offer? Now, if your services, if just your physical services are all you bring to the table, that may be all you need. Or should I say, if your physical services are all that's needed, then that's all you have to bring to the table. But like I said, in the beginning, that's all good. Later on down the line, when people want more, when they start to learn, when they start to grow, when people start to get in their ear and tell them how much they are bringing to the table versus how much you're not bringing to the table and why they should have the lion's share of whatever the agreement that you and them have in place is unfair. Yeah, yeah, you're going to get audited about what you bring to the table. So you might see this a lot online. Celebrities getting married, breaking up from relationships or marriages, divorces, and all that kind of stuff. And now we want to talk about exactly what one celebrity brought to the table versus another. In your own personal relationships, you are probably always talking about what you bring to the table versus what somebody else is bringing to the table and why they may be taking unfair advantage of the situation that you are basically paying and footing the entire bill for. That's what we want to say. We hardly ever say that. Yeah, well, I'm paying mostly everything. We be like, nah, I pay for everything. I pay all the bills up in here. You ain't paying for nothing. All you do is sit on your ass all day. All you do is sit around, look cute, and give me your legs up when it's time to shoot. But when we have a dispute about what you bring to the table, you act like you a purple label. And I ain't nothing but a buyer, but I'm not trying to hear that tonight. Better get it right. My name is Sun7. My other name is O, and I'm about to put on a brand new show today. Oh, and you better just pay your ticket price, because if we don't do it, we're going to put it in rice. I like a phone that got wet. You got to get yourself together. You're the type of weather that's about to get warm. It's about to get hot. What I bring to the table is not a little but a lot. I need to see what you bring to the table. All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight. What's going on, y'all? How you feeling? Stacey White is in here tonight. Good to see you. A TK Wright. Oh, and Carol Chamberlain, my friend, my favorita, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. sit back, relax, do the thing, max and chill. Yeah, y'all. Why, or should I say the reason why only bringing yourself to the table is never enough. We see situations all day, every day, and we make judgments on them. We make judgments on them. Our brother or our sister gets married, or they in a relationship, a serious relationship. They might just be doing the live-in thing. The live-in thing. Yeah, they doing the live-in thing, and we got something to say about it. We got something to say about it, and probably justifiably so. You know, this happens a lot. You know, I'm not even going to say whether it happens more with men or women, but regardless of the gender, when somebody is close to you, and it seems like they're being robbed, you know what I mean? Damn, why are you trying to stick me for my paper? Damn, why are you trying to stick me for my paper? When it seems like somebody is getting over on your loved one, you want to step up and ask them what's going on. Why is this the way it is? And many people have had to defend themselves. They've had to defend their lovers. They've had to defend their spouses. They've had to defend their marriages and their situations because they may feel like, well, listen, this is what I wanted. And when a person is getting what they want, they ain't trying to hear nothing about what you telling them. When somebody is already satisfied, when somebody is satisfied with their situation, it's time for you to shut up. You really shouldn't have nothing to say about it because they're good with what is going on with them. They all right with it. Yeah. So they might not be bringing to the table what you think they should be bringing to the table, but they eating at the table that they're with. Even though they may have bought the table, they may set the table, they may have bought all of the dishes and the utensils at the table and the food that's being served on the table. They even own the floor, the house, the street, the property, and the transportation to the house where the table is. But if that's what they want to do, they're not trying to hear nothing you have to say. So you'll just be in the background trying to protect somebody's interest who is not interested in their interest being protected. And I know that y'all know somebody like that. I know that you have had to try, or should I say, I know that you have tried to talk somebody out of getting jerked by somebody that they were in love with, and you was told to mind your business, stand down, fall back, they got this, I know what's up, I'm good, there's things going on that you don't know about, and you know that it was all about some sex, it was all about some love, it was all about some situation that made them feel good. It's like trying to tell somebody about a car that they overpaid for. You couldn't stop them from going to that dealership. They saw the sticker price. They went there in that office. They made their negotiations. They accepted that monthly payment. They knew what it was when they drove off the lot. But I bet you they drove off the lot with it. Now you telling them, you're paying how much? You can't afford that. But are they going to take the car back? No. How much? They can't afford that. But can you tell them to take the car back? Hell no. They ain't trying to hear it. It's the same way as when you try to tell somebody who's in love that somebody is only taking them for their money, only using them for what they have, is going to leave them behind, leave them in the dust. As soon as they open their legs and you bust, as soon as the baby is born, I'm going to warn you, you dealing with a woman who's scorned, and she's going to set you up. She already did. Got you locked down with two kids. That's enough child support. Now you're in court. Out there you got caught because of the thing you bought. Well, you know what I mean? That's how it goes. That's how it goes. And that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. Let's get it popping. Why bringing yourself? The reason why only bringing yourself to the table is not enough. You know, and shout out to all my arrogant people. Shout out to all my arrogant trophy-like people who swear. Shoot. What you mean what I bring to the table? I bring to the table me. Me, because I make this situation better. When somebody says that bullshit, you know what they're really saying? They're really saying, yeah, I'm in control of this because they want me. They want me. They're satisfied with me. They paid me. They offered me this. I'm like hired help. I'm like I'm either the star in this play or in this show or in this movie, or I'm a principal extra. Principal extra. Do you know what a principal extra is? Well, an extra in a movie. Y'all know what an extra in a movie is. An extra in a movie is somebody who does not have a speaking role in the movie. Somebody that you just see in the movie, in the background in the movie. You know what I mean? What they call it? You know how when somebody's having a conversation in a movie or on TV and you hear people talking around them, but you don't hear the conversation, they just sort of. Like it's filtered out in the background so you don't concentrate on anybody, on the couples next to them, around them, any other people around them. Those are extras. A principal extra may have a speaking role or a role where you're going to definitely see their casting in a movie. I tried to score a principal extra role in the movie I was in called Invincible. Like if you go to the movie, anyway. So even if you have a small role in a movie, you may have a significant or the biggest small role in the movie. And people who are onlookers, people who are looking out, they don't know. They don't understand all of that. But you will be called on the carpet. You will be called on the carpet when everything breaks down, when somebody wakes up, or when you have gotten so arrogant, so egotistical, and so full of yourself that you done expressed that, yeah, everything in here that's going on, everything around here that's going on, everything that we have is possible because of me. And you ain't worked for nothing. You ain't added a dollar to nothing. You ain't contributed nothing. But you really believe in your arrogant, crazy-ass, self-absorbed mind that you make all of this possible because somebody has shown you so much love and desirability that they have made you feel like they can't do this without you. That's like a slave waking up and saying, "Massa, you know me and the slaves about to unionize around here. You know what I mean? We about to unionize because these slave conditions are very unfair. You know, all of this mental slavery, never being able to travel nowhere, breaking up our families, working us from sun up to sundown, only having one day off, which is Sunday. You know what I mean? Not letting us read or write and all that kind of stuff. We unionizing. I don't even know how my slave ass even know about all these things that I'm not getting or knowing or whatever, but, you know, I do know. And we about to go on strike, me and the slaves. Me, Kizzy, Kunta, Chicken George, the Fiddler, everybody, all the whole cast. We all going on strike. So, Massa, you better get it right, get it right, get it right. You better get it right, get it right, get it right. Yeah, it's something like that. You know what our most... Hold on, before I go on, man, let's start the show properly. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on this Power Monday, April 3rd, we are talking about the reason why only bringing yourself to the table is never enough. It's never enough. Never too much. Never too much. Never too much. It's never enough. Never enough. Never. 1,000 kisses from you is never enough. And I just don't want to stop. Okay. All right, so what I was going to say before we set it up, what's going on, Mia Cunningham, and also Vita B. Vita B, what's going on? And Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, y'all? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. All right, what I was going to say is, y'all, to my knowledge, the most recognizable form of, or the most recognizable example of bringing something to the table or outlining exactly what you bring to the table is a what, is a who, is a, has anybody said it yet? Let me go through y'all comments, make sure I don't mean nothing, I mean miss nothing. Okay, the most recognizable form of what somebody brings to the table that I can think of is a prenuptial agreement. A prenuptial agreement. Prenup. The prenup. Oh, yeah. The prenuptial agreement. Yeah, and a prenuptial agreement, it is outlined exactly what you bring to the table. Now, what you bring to the table as far as your love, your energy, your personality, and you know, those other spiritual and mystical, soulful things, excuse me, and bless y'all too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Those things aren't put on the prenup. You know what is put in the prenup? Your assets. Your stuff. Your money. It's outlined clear as day on a prenuptial agreement. Ain't no hide nothing. Because at the end of this marriage, now they have different kind of prenups. They have the kind of prenups where if y'all break up or divorce within a certain amount of years, then half, you know, split it right down the line. Like, this is what you brought when you came in. This is what I brought when I came in. So you just take what you brought and I take what I brought. Nothing more, nothing less. So I don't care if you brought $10 million and I brought $10. You get to leave with that $10 and I leave with my $10 million. Now, during the course of a marriage, all bets are off. Whatever you spent on your, your spouse and all of that, they get to keep all of that in the event of a divorce. They get to keep what you have given to them, but what you brought in the beginning. Now, if you want to give $9 million of your liquid dollars to your spouse within the marriage, so at the end of the marriage, they stepping off with $9 million because they said if, by the terms of the prenup, if we're married for under 5 years or 10 years or whatever the agreement states, that you would leave with whatever you brought in and I would leave with whatever, I brought in. Now they leave him with $9 million of your dollars because you gave it to him within the marriage. But if you don't do that, if you don't do that, then the $10 million that you brought in, you're leaving with that $10 million. Of course, you know, barring a little, you know, legal beagle stuff, legal eagle stuff, legalese. But a prenup, there's no more cut and dry. This is what you brought to the table. This is what I'm bringing to the table. So celebrities and wealthy people are encouraged, highly encouraged to only get married if there's a prenuptial agreement. And I totally agree with that. I totally agree with it. The thing is, although I agree with it, I don't think I would marry somebody that I thought I needed that with. I don't think I would. But let's wait until I got it like that, and then, you know, maybe I can flap my gums about it then. But you know this whole prenup thing. Wealthy people who just came into a bunch of money. You can have a bunch of money. You can be rich and not be wealthy. Wealth turns over to the next generation. That's why us black people, we don't know a whole lot about wealth. But in the event that some of us taste a piece of it, a part of it, yeah, that prenup lets you know exactly what you brought to the table. So, yeah, I get it. You brought your brand new titties, ass. I mean, you brought the whole cosmetic surgery to the table. Matter of fact, you set your newly BBL ass on the table. Good going, sweetie. Now, if you will turn that BBL around and grab this pen and put that ink on this paper, because you can keep your BBL if you divorce my man within, you know, 5 years, 10 years, or whatever. Your BBLs and your little implants or enhancements, your little enhancement. Yeah, you could take that and all that. You can take all that with you. That's what you brought to the table. You ain't have your own crib. You ain't have your own car. You ain't have your own money. Oh, yeah, you had a banging Instagram account. Okay, all right. That shit bringing you Instagram model. You bringing it on. You getting money. You know, you balling ahead of time. You taking pictures and, you know, in front of cars and houses and expensive things, rented jewelry and all that. Yeah. Go Instagram model. Go ahead and do your thing. Mm-hmm. How much you bringing in a month? Oh. Shoot. Your Instagram account bringing you $5,000 a month. That ain't bad. That's a good-ass job. That's better than a lot of jobs out here. And if you had a job on top of that, you doing it way big. 5 stacks a month from Instagram? Speaking of Instagram, I believe on Instagram and Facebook, they've done some adjustments with the reels. Like, people ain't getting paid for their reels or their shorts, some shit like that. They done snatched the lollipop out of a bunch of mouths lately. You know, y'all might want to take a look at that. But anyway, yes, $5,000 a month equals $60,000 a year, and that's a pretty decent salary. You doing good. All for lip syncing and, you know what I mean, lip syncing and booty shaking. You go. Lip syncing and booty shaking. Lip syncing and booty shaking. Lip syncing and boop 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 booty shaking. That's good. But this man is worth $60 million. Or in reverse, you, Eric Benet. Well, let's look up your net worth. Let's look up the net worth of Eric Benet. This should be interesting. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Eric Benet's net worth. Let's see. Wait a minute. Wait. Eric Benet's net worth. Well, let's see. What? Well, let's see. Eric Benet is worth $100,000. Somewhere between $100,000 and $1 million. Okay, well, let's look up Halle Berry's net worth. Because I ain't gonna sell Eric Benet short. Let's say that Eric Benet is, let's say he's worth $2 million. You know what I mean? Because they selling my man short. Halle Berry's net worth. Well, let's see here. Let's see. Halle Berry, $90 million. But that's an old net worth. That was November 1st, 2022. It's been like 6 months since then. So, you know, she could have plunged, or she could have stepped it up. So Eric Benet is worth $100,000 to something like $2 million. We giving him that. And Halle Berry is worth $90 million. And I think it would be hard for us to dispute that. But the thing is, Halle Berry married him. But I'm sure when they went to the table, when it was time for them to do those vows. Now, she evidently loved Eric Benet. She took care of him, his son. You know what I mean? She held it down. She did what a decent woman would do who was in love. She did that. Now, I don't know that much about her personality. I suspect some things. I don't know anything about his, oh, you said daughter, not son. Oh, my bad. I thought he had Did they have a child? Okay. All right. Whatever it is, I know he brought one. He had a plus one. You know what I mean? Somebody else needed a backstage pass. He provided that. And she let him come on through. I know that they had a prenup. I'm pretty sure that they had a prenup. Now, maybe he was worth more money at the time. He's a talented guy. He has hit records. He has at least two hit records that I know. Well, one that I can think of right off the bat, the Georgie Porgy song. That Georgie Porgy song. But he has another one. He definitely has another one. Maybe even two. There are definitely Eric Benet fans out there. The point is, I'm not on his side. I'm not on her side. I don't have no dog in the fight. But I know that she makes this much and he makes this much. And that marriage, they brought that to the table. This is how much you got, and this is how much I got. So when we break up, depending on whatever the terms of this relationship is, you taking this, and I'm taking this. That's it. That's it. Let's see. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Pretty can't hide stupid for long. But sometimes it's way too long. Way too long. And Norris says, you're describing the snitching house nigga. I don't know. Because the house nigga, I don't think it would be to the benefit of the house nigga to tell Massa that they was unionizing. Because I'm including the house niggas. Shoot, you know, we have the wrong impression of what house niggas were. You know, we think that the house niggas had it all good and that house niggas had to come back to the quarters, the slave quarters, the cabin, just right, you know, with the rest of us. Plus, anybody who has a job knows Anybody who works closely with their supervisor, manager, owner, whatever, it ain't sweet to be all up under your boss all the time. It ain't. Unless you got some kind of in with your boss. Other than that, you don't want them looking over your shoulder all the time, critiquing your work all the time, seeing what breaks you taking and all that. That house nigga shit is overrated. And I know there was some house niggas in my family. Ain't no way we was all field niggas. Ain't no way that we was all field niggas. You ain't gonna tell me that there wasn't no house niggas up in my family. I'm doing house nigga work now. I ain't gonna get into that. But I definitely do house nigga work now. You ain't gonna tell me that I'm bucking my bloodline. All right. Okay. Carol Taylor says, like Janet Jackson, all she had to do was give her husband a son, stay married, and stay married a certain length of time. Well, she did that. Had a baby at 50 years old, even though that was her second baby. But, you know, as Janet, no, this is my first child. Yeah, you're lying. You're lying. Go ask that DeBarge boy. Do we got a son? Stop lying, Janet. It's your teenage pregnancy. Listen. You was 18, 19 years old. You had a little baby. Or was it a daughter? I don't know. But Janet Jackson had money. But, you know, $100 million or so versus $1 billion. GK Wright says, agreed, protect your interest. Vita B says, people try saying you're enough, but really in 2023, assets can make it last forever. Don't let our love in. That's what I'm talking about, Beta. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Money becomes an issue. You know what I mean? Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri said money ain't a thing in 1998. And it ain't until the contracts come. The money is all the thing. It's a big thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. As long as it ain't no contract, money ain't a thing. No, it says, you know Eric Benet was well off after he made the song When You Think About Me. Listen, he held it down in whatever way that they wanted it held down. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says he was worth more at the time, but now he's on TikTok.
I can't.
Out of bottle pills. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it this time. What the? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. He was worth a lot more at the time. And now he's on TikTok. Shout out to my TikTokers. Shout out to TikTokers. Okay. I'm done. Gary Wright says, meanwhile, her daughter is looking like, come on now, I'm sure Hallie still look out for the daughter. The daughter might have $1 million. It's daddy. Yeah, I mean, daddy. And she also says, LOL, seriously, we follow each other on TikTok. I be feeling bad. They ain't got to feel bad. Shit. He was riding high off the hog. Y'all want to talk about house niggas and field niggas? That nigga was in the house. He was in the proverbial house. You know what I mean? He was doing it, you know? Shout out to Eric Benet. I ain't mad at you. It's good work if you can find it. You know what I mean? That's good work if you can find it. He's the one who said, Halle ain't, that twat ain't worth a snot. That twat ain't worth a tissue full of snot. Twat is not worth a tissue full of snot. That's what he said. He ain't say it in that way, but he let you know. What he said was, she ain't got no freak in her. She ain't got no freak in her. She ain't got no freak in her. I don't know if y'all understand what he's trying to say, but what he's trying to say is that twat is turkey day. And I'm talking overcooked turkey. That shit is tasting dry and kind of hard like beef jerky. Well, sometimes you get into a situation where the sexual is going to bring you some frustration. So you laid up every night. And you know the people who don't do it right always want to do it every night. Yo, do it again. I said, do it again. It's the ones that got the great stuff that won't give you enough and you feel like a life is tough. I get it and I understand. I get it and I understand. I get it and I'm lying now. You know people that got the wackest shot always want to do it the most. Y'all done all been through it. That dude was calling you. Hey, well, what you doing tonight? Yeah? All right, well, you know, I can meet you. I can see you. Can I see you? You're like, you's a nice guy, but you ain't getting none. You a nice guy, but you ain't getting none. You bring a lot to the table, but I can't give you none because having sex with you is no damn fun. And you a nice girl. You got the raps and the curl, but I can't do it no more because it ain't thorough. The thing ain't right. The thing is tight, but it ain't got no water. Ain't trying to have a daughter by you. And every time I turn around, you want to do the do. And I don't be wanting to. It ain't right for a man not to be wanting to. But you find myself trying to front on you. And I ain't really front. So it ain't something that I be wanting. Because that shit, it don't feel like nothing. You ain't got no walls. Actually, you got the walls. But the walls feel like popcorn walls. You know popcorn ceilings. You know what popcorn ceilings feel. Hey, yo, son. And you know what popcorn. Hey, yo. Hey, yo, you see, your girl got popcorn walls in a, yeah, she got popcorn walls in a twat, yo. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, TK Wright says Halle adopted his daughter, then stopped all contact after she had her own kid. TK Wright says you are wrong for this. I'm sorry. This ain't my first time being wrong, and I'm scheduled to be wrong again soon. So let me just ride this out. Say, get your boy. He's wild. Yo, you got your popcorn walls. You got popcorn ceiling and that shit. Yeah, yo, you gonna get scratched. You gonna get, yo. Itching for a scratch. Itching for a scratch. Shout out to Force MD. I said we're itching for a scratch. Itching for a scratch. All right. You brought your turkey day You brought your turkey day popcorn ceiling, popcorn walls to the table, but you brought a lot of money. You got a lot of money. Me, I ain't got nothing. I came, you know, if this was the 70s or the 80s, all I came with was the little 13-inch black and white with the handle, black and white TV, the 13-inch black and white TV with the handle at the top, and a trash bag full of clothes, a Glad bag or a hefty bag full of clothes. That's all I got. That's all I got, Mom. You know what I mean? I'm in the spot, but I'm going to get this job. You know, I got this little construction gig, you know, that I'm supposed to start next month. My cousin is hooking me up. You know what I mean? Union and everything. I'm doing labor work, but I'm going to take care of you. In the meantime, in between time, I'm gonna be picking the kids up from school. When you come home, you know, the water's going, your bath water's going to be drawn. The fried chicken going to be fried. The green beans going to be green. The beans going to be beaning. The chicken going to be frying. The tub going to be tubbing. The kids going to be kidsing. Everything going to be all right till I get this construction gig. Cause that's, I'm gonna hold the home front down, you know, while you go out and get that bacon. And when you bring that popcorn ceiling, when you bring that popcorn ceiling turkey day twat home, I'm gonna make the best of it. I'm gonna baste it. I'm about to baste the turkey day twat. I'm about to baste it. Baste it. You know that little brush. Do I got one? Y'all know what I'm talking about, you know, the little brush. You know, you basting. I got the little squirter John. You know, squirting, basting. I'm going to baste up the turkey. I'm going to baste up the turkey and the turkey twat. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do my best. Shout out to KY Jelly and Slow Music. That's all we need. That's all we need to get me in the moves. I'm a little KY and a little Luther Vandross. Do you want to be? Are you going to be? Do you want to be? Do you want to be? Do you want to be? Well, 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 well. T-U-R-K-E-Y. T-U-R-K-E-Y. Turkey day, who don't like a little turkey day, it's Thanksgiving in the middle of July, you're in this relationship, you can't remember why, yo, you remember why, cause she dressed fly, and she's bringing through the money, and make things funny, yo, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, you a user, but that's you, and that's you, hey, all right, I'm getting. It's Monday, y'all. It's Monday. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, and we're talking about the reason why only bringing yourself to the table is never enough. Because in the end, in the bitter end, you're going to find out. It's going to be verbalized what you brought to the table and what you didn't. So your contribution might have been strong in your mind. But at the end, somebody going to tell you what you was bringing. And somebody else is going to tell them what you was bringing to the table. Well, you was footing the bill for everything. You was doing everything for him. He wasn't doing this. He ain't had this. You know what I mean? Girl, you had it going on. You had it going on. You ain't need no man. You had your own money. You had your own car. You had your career. You had your own kids. You took care of your kids. They was all going to Catholic school, all that shit. You was paying tuition. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't wanting for nothing. You ain't needing a man for nothing, you know what I mean, but to make your curls toe. I mean, your toes curl. All you needed was a man to come through, you know what I mean, give your kids some guidance and make your toes curl, and he could barely do that. She don't know you had the turkey day, you know, popcorn ceiling twice. She don't know. They don't know. They know that you had enough money to take care of yourself. And that's all your friends and your family supposed to know. They ain't supposed to know. Popcorn walls. That's... Didn't New Edition make a song of popcorn walls? Wasn't that on their first album? Them boys was young. How'd they know? Popcorn walls. Me and said plenty of people used to love those popcorn walls and ceilings. Them shit just whack. That shit garbage. Oh, God. They got the glitter. They got the glitter on the popcorn walls. Glitter. They got the glitter. Got the glitter. I tell you one thing. Your ceilings better be tight when you got popcorn walls and ceilings. It better be tight. Because, you know, you got a leak in your ceiling. You can't repair that. You got to get the popcorn machine. And I've worked the popcorn machine before. It's fun doing it. This shit make a whole mess, though. No, don't, oh, my God, oh, me. Nah. TK Wright says, related but unrelated. If I hit the lottery, I'm going to get myself a pool boy. Oh, my God. the boy to clean out the pool. That's what we doing. You go get the equivalent of a lifeguard. You know what I mean? A very well fit. You go get yourself a Michael Phelps. A Michael Phelps that helps. I can't, man. That's why people be telling me I should stop doing this show. They say I'm encouraging people to act up. They be acting a fool, oh. Make them stop acting a fool. TK Wright says, Mia, everyone knows that you don't need KY when Luther is on. You can tell y'all ain't never been with a woman. Not inside of them. There's some women you could put on Luther. You could put on Marvin. You can put on Donny Hathaway. You can put on Rick James. You know, Fire and Desire. You can put on Tina Marie. You can put on R. Kelly, goddamn. My starship, come take me up tonight. And don't be late. Yeah, you can put him on. You can bring your whole DJ Cousins record collection, all five crates worth. All slow jams. Turkey Day is Turkey Day. But you got to base that turkey up. You got to do what you got to do. This is what you bring to the table. Now, you ain't going to be able to cash this out. You ain't going to be able to cash your turkey based in ways out in a divorce decree. You ain't going to be able to do that. In a divorce decree, you ain't going to be able to say, well, you know what I mean? Look, she told me before she met me, she never came before. She's 45 years old. She got her first nut at 45. She had given up on love. She had given up on sex. I've revived her. The judge said, you go, boy, but nah. You go, boy, but nah. VDB says, as New Edition saying, can you stand the rain? Yep. Yep. She can't even, she can't withstand that. She can't withstand the rain. Popcorn ceilings, baby. You know popcorn ceilings. You can't get water on popcorn ceilings. Or on their walls. Boys and Men. Boys and Men ain't going to do it. And neither is Jodeci. I want to freak you. I want to freak you. Every time I close my eyes, it makes me feel, no, it makes me think about turkey. Yeah, I can get you out of my mind. Basically, you is all I need. I would do anything just to wet up this damn turkey. I don't want to think about nothing else. Basically, you is all I need. Tonight, I need you. I need your turkey. I need your turkey. Tonight. All right. Okay. I'm a dead it. My bad. TK writes it, and don't you come too soon. Oh, Norman Connors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ozzy Brothers, nope, it ain't gonna do it. Ain't gonna do it. The closer I get to you. Okay, anyway. VDB says, I hate when you meet a guy and all they can talk about is what they used to have, but still want you to do the most. Sounds common. VDB like, oh, I used to have 6 cars. Why you walking now? Ooh. Mm. Sounds like that nigga need a better turkey baster. He ain't bringing a turkey baster. Niggas ain't bringing that turkey baster. The reason why only bringing yourself to the table is never enough is because people learn, people grow, expectations raise, they rise. They become more plentiful. What I needed back then ain't what I needed now. Or should I say, is not what I need now. Now I need more. And if you can't give me a little bit more, then I got to keep it moving. And I will keep it moving. I will keep it moving. Carol says, I guess somebody didn't get much sleep today. Oh, I did. I'm all right. I'm straight. I'm good. I'm good. We good. Everything good. Uh-oh. What'd I just do? Okay. All right. Why do I look tired? I shouldn't. Look at these whites around my eyes. I got all the jaundice out. I don't have liver cancer. I don't have cirrhosis of the liver no more or hepatitis C. Look, I'm good. Look, white. Look at these fingernails. Look, no yellow. No yellow dog. Tongue is a little yellow, but that's because of this. I'm delivered. Anyway, yeah, the things that you might have needed when you were all googly eyed with a person, when you were all enthralled with them, when your heart was beating out your chest and you had goosebumps and you felt like you couldn't go another day without having this person. You had to lock them down. Yeah, You'll say whatever you need to say, do whatever you need to do. You're not asking them to do anything or contribute anything. And it's also a form of control. When you want to control a situation, you're not going to require, you're not going to require that somebody brings a lot to the table. But once you get your control issues resolved and you are satisfied that, all right, everything around here is mine, now you want to start questioning somebody about what they brought to the table. I have everything and you have none. My brothers, they used to boast and brag, we've got fresh gear and you've got rags. On top of that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had Kangos. I sent a fella day to day. Well, there's a rapper day to day with fame. That's my favorite song by Dana Dane. He really only had two songs that were likable. I mean, he had another song called Delancey Street. I think he even had an album somewhere. But, you know, he had Nightmares and he had Send a Fella Dana Dane. I mean, come on now. So out of Nightmares and Send a Fella Dana Dane. For some reason, Send a Fella Dana Dane, it just resonated with me. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you've got rags. On top of that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had Kangos. All right, man. Calvin, what the hell? Jaundice, man, you need a nap. Man, you need to stop hating, man. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious popcorn ceiling day, April 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my girl Melody Davis. Melody Davis turning 44 years old today, and she's raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Nice. And also, Sheree Broker, just for you, turning 49 years old today. And my girl, go get her, Nicole Jordan. Nicole Jordan, happy birthday to you. And my girl, my cousin's ex up in Milwaukee, Satina Cox, happy birthday to you, Satina. And J.B. Adams, happy birthday to you, J.B. And my girl, going all the way back to like the 1992, 1993, Stacy Benton, happy birthday to you. And that's last but not least, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Somebody might try to convince you that all you need to bring is yourself. You know, like a church, like some churches tell you, just come as you are. You know that those churches who tell you to just come as you are going to ask you to bring money later. Yeah, you can wear whatever you want, but you make sure that you don't hate on the collection plate. Same thing as somebody when you go to a birthday party and you didn't have time to buy a present or you don't have money to buy a present, you might not want to go to the birthday party. Well, yeah, somebody told you, no, I just want you to be there, you know, just 'cause it's my birthday and I'm having a party. I want you to be there, please. Yeah, you go to the birthday party and it's all good, and you ain't bring none of the birthday to the birthday party, not even a card. And even though nobody may not look at you funny or even seem to notice, you're going to be feeling some kind of way. Because everybody bought something. Everybody brought something. Everybody came with something. All you came with was a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Or the happy birthday to you. Happy. Or when you go to that cookout, that family cookout, or that get-together cookout, or that meet and greet cookout, and you didn't bring nothing. They said, oh, you don't have to bring nothing. We took care of everything. We got the food. We got the liquor. We got the smokes. We got the nappies. We got the things for the folks. We got everything. Yeah, you get to the cookout, and everybody bringing bottles. Everybody bringing plates. Everybody bringing food. Everybody bringing something. Here, you ain't brought nothing but yourself. Yeah, it all sounds good. It sounded good when they invited you, but people talking shit about you when you leave that place. So, yeah, only bringing yourself to the table. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Baby. You know, that was from the song White Lines, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five back in the day. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go-Get-Emism show. So y'all make sure y'all come through, and I will see y'all there coming through too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, oh.